The most decorated and best known member of New York City Police Department, Steve McDonnell, who has been an inspiration not only to those in emergency services, but somebody who, by virtue of his own tragedy in arresting a perpetrator in Central Park, was shot by that perpetrator and permanently injured and became a paraplegic, but one whose future and whose life is exemplary for all of us. Steve McDonnell, you are indeed very welcome to the program, and we're always happy when we meet you out and about. How are you?
I'm good, Adrian.
You have an annual event like no other. It is indeed, it is and has garnered a tremendous amount of support. It is a and it is commemorating and remembering the that amazing character, the man who definitely put his own life more in danger, as was his lot in life, and we're talking about Father Michael Judge, who was who on 9/11 didn't obviously think too much of his own safety, but rather was there as chaplain, of course, of the fire department. It was nothing new for him to be at to be at the scene of life-threatening danger, but you take it from there and also to tell us how you began instantly to make sure that his courage and his service would not be forgotten.
No, well, I met Father Michael in the summer of 1986, and I had just been shot in Central Park by a teenager in the process of doing a robbery. Father Michael was a close member of our family, Patty Ann, my wife, our son Connor. He made it possible for us to live life with this terrible disability that I was left with after the shooting. If you met Father Michael today, he'd make you feel like the most important person in his life. He brought us closer to God, and on 9/11, he was called to the towers as the fire department chaplain, and that morning and those moments following the attack, the plane crashing into the building, he was given the opportunity to leave, but he knew that he had to stay there with his brother firefighters and all the people that were left in the building. And he died there serving God and all those people. And I didn't want his death and all those brave people that died in the building to be forgotten. So the September following 9/11, September 2002, a few friends, Father Michael, we created this walk of remembrance. And what we did, we walked from St. Francis, which is on 31st Street and 7th Avenue, across from Madison Square Garden. We walked from there down to Ground Zero. And we begin the morning with a rosary and with Mass. And then we stop at firehouses and a few police station houses to pray Psalms, which is an inclusive prayer for other people who are not Catholic, so we could all be together and we can remember, memorialize all those brave people, and the prayers then are for our city, our country, and all of those who were left behind after the terrorist attack on Twin Towers. And it's this Sunday at 9 a.m. with Rosary, then Mass, and then the walk, and it lasts about 2.5 hours to walk down.
That's tomorrow we're talking about now, Steve. And fortunately, you didn't have it scheduled for today. But we have to assume that tomorrow is going to be, that the storm will have passed through, and that tomorrow will be a fine day. There is an ecumenical aspect to this, which has indeed you made sure of from day one, and that is that you know, those who want to and those who need to be reminded of the yes definitely of Father Michael Judge as chaplain, but also the great massive horrific number of our caretakers, our uniformed services in particular, those who had to face the horrific, you know, the fires, the terrible 9/11 situation, something which was not before that in any manual. To do something as significant as your walk of remembrance is indeed something which has garnered the support of people, many of whom are not even Christian, but who join in your walk of remembrance.
Well, the Psalms are a unifying prayer of Christians of all denominations and our Jewish brothers and sisters. It's the prayer we share, and as you said, everyone is welcome. Those of faith or no faith can be a part of this and feel very much at home.
Give us the details again. It is tomorrow.
At St. Francis.
Yes.
It begins at St. Francis of Assisi, Roman Catholic Church, which is at 31st Street, that was Father Michael's home, and it's where he left that morning to rush down to the towers. So that's at 31st Street and 7th Avenue across from Madison Square Garden. It begins at 9 a.m. with the rosary, then the mass will follow, and then we start the walk. Down 7th Avenue, it takes about 2.5 hours, and the FDNY has provided us with buses in case people can't do the walk. They and want to just drive along with us. We have water for the walkers. It's very much taking care of every consideration.
We wish you luck, Steve MacDonald, and also I know that a great number of people who you know admire and are inspired by your own courage will indeed get an opportunity to see you as well. The rosary starts, friends, again, it's 135 West 31st Street, and that's between 6th and 7th, and near Madison Square Garden, and actually across from Engine 1, Ladder 24, and Father Christopher Keenan and Father Jerome Massimino, I'm sure I mispronounced that, but the walk will again honor and give everybody a chance to get a feel for what it must have been like in the various firehouses and police precincts. It's indeed something that we're very happy and very it brings great consolation not only to the families of those who were services, but also to so many people who to 9/11 is even much worse and horrific memory than for the rest of us. So again, we congratulate you and support you in your walk of remembrance taking place tomorrow.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Adrian.
Detective Steve McDonald.
What a day. What a day. My dad's laughing at me right now. He said, I told you so. You know. Good morning, Your Eminence, Mayor de Blasio, Commissioner O'Neill, the NYPD executive staff, elected officials, distinguished guests, and many family and friends who are inside and outside the cathedral. My mother and I want to have a special shout-out to David Letterman, who's been by my dad's side since day one, and he's always kept my dad going. David, thank you so much for coming. Thank you so much for showing tribute to my beautiful and amazing father. I never thought this day would come. To me, as to many of you, my father was the real Superman. Since the day he was viciously shot, my father faced an endless amount of hardship that most of us here will never be able to imagine. However, my father got up every day, kept the faith in Jesus Christ, and conquered his life, despite being in a wheelchair dependent on a ventilator. There are many ups and downs, lots of tears shed, but more hugs shared. He was the greatest man that I could ask to be my father. From always being on the sideline, rooting for me during my Chaminade sports days, making a weekly visit to Boston College just to have lunch at Applebee's, and calling me every day at 5 a.m., every day, to say good morning while I was patrolling the streets of this great city. My father was always committed to me. He did more than most able-bodied fathers could ever do with their sons. Our most cherished times were when we used to watch our beloved New York Rangers in the Zamboni area at Madison Square Garden. Such magnificent times. My dad loved life. He lived it to the fullest with the amazing care of his nurses, doctors, physical therapists, and the police officers who drove him every day. My dad wanted to make sure his time on earth was not wasted. That is why he was so passionate in spreading God's message of love, compassion, and forgiveness. When many of us would have let anger destroy our hearts, my father forgave the young man who shot him every single day. He made it his mission to have all us realize that love must win. My father is so proud to be a veteran of the Navy, where he was a corpsman to the Marines. Even more, his dream came true when he joined the greatest job in the greatest city in July of 1984. My dad loved the NYPD until the end. He loved the shield. He loved the uniform. He loved his bosses. He loved the men and women who wake up every day to protect this city. It was an honor and privilege for him. When God made my dad as a cop, he broke the mold. He's a legend who will never have a comparison. Ultimately, my dad's heart belonged to his beautiful and most loyal bride, my mother, Patty Ann. Marriage was true love. My dad would always tell me that during the incident in Central Park, his thoughts were all about Ma. He knew he had to fight to see her again, and fight he did. My parents created the most phenomenal life out of such darkness. It was due to their unmatched, unconditional devotion and love for each other, which I witnessed since the beginning of my life. What a lucky son. My mother and I would like to thank each and every one of you for your love and support. My dad always said that there's more love in New York City than there are street corners. Thank you to North Shore Hospital for taking such good care of my father until he passed on. Thank you to the village of Malvern, especially the police department, a village my dad loved so much. Thank you, and I can't reiterate how much I can't thank these men so much. Thank you, members of DEA and the PBA, who were with us keeping constant vigil at my dad's bedside hospital for 4 days and nights. Thank you so much. Patty Donahue, Brian McGuire, Brian Hunt, I love you guys. Now my dad will lead us in prayer for one more time. The peace prayer of St. Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. Where there's injury, pardon. Where there's doubt, faith. Where there's despair, hope. Where there's darkness, light. And where there's sadness, joy. The Divine Master, grant that I may not seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, and to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are born, pardoned, and it is dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen. God bless America, our city of New York, and our state, my dad, the legend, Detective Steve McDonald. Thank you.
Here we go. It's time.